Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from a listener.
My name's Kevin. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island, and I'm an electrician.
For the past 10 years, Kevin has helped transition the state towards using renewable energy. But that's made him wonder about what happens to wind turbines when they age.
Everybody sings the songs of wind and solar, but I'm wondering, has anybody considered what happens to it when it's done?
We had Max Kozlov and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Max and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, do wind turbines break down over time?
Yes, they do, the same way that any equipment does in coal, natural gas, and nuclear power plants.
But with wind power, being outside takes a toll on turbine parts, especially in cold places where the windmills freeze and thaw in the winter.
How long can these turbines really last?
It depends on the climate, but wind energy companies typically replace their turbines after 15 to 25 years.
That's because when the blades erode, they can't catch the wind as efficiently, which means they generate less electricity.
But those things are huge. What do companies do with them?
Well, you can recycle most of the parts of a wind turbine because they're made of copper, steel, aluminum, or concrete.
But the blades are a bit different. They're made of fiberglass, foam, balsa wood, metal, adhesive, and paint, which makes them a lot trickier to recycle.
So what do wind energy companies do with these blades?
The cheapest option right now is to bury them in a landfill. One spot in Wyoming received over $500,000 to bury about 1,000 blades.
Whoa! So it's like a graveyard for wind turbines?
Yes, and these blades don't really break down, so they'll stay in the ground for a very, very long time.
Not to mention, those blades are huge. Some are longer than the length of a football field, which means they take up a lot of space in landfills.
With wind energy becoming more popular, one report estimates that there could be as many as 370,000 tons of blade waste each year by 2050.
That's the weight of nearly 30,000 school buses.
Is burying these blades our only option?
Well, some wind energy companies burn the blades, but that process doesn't generate much energy, and it also contributes to pollution.
And some scientists are experimenting with other approaches. One of these is Carl England, who's chief technology officer at Global Fiberglass Solutions. He says he loves challenges like this.
I've always kind of been more focused on not what you could do with really cool materials, but how you can take materials that are abundant, waste stream, they're a problem, and then convert them into something good.
He says one of the reasons it's been challenging to reuse fiberglass is because the material is very cheap, which means the recycled material is even cheaper. But he's not giving up.
We have to kind of get out of that mentality that we can just keep extracting stuff out of the earth and utilizing a lot of energy and a lot of money to do that when we have these accessible feedstocks right at our fingertips.
So far, he's experimented with turning the blades into car parts or insulation. He's also developing a technique that grinds up the blades and presses them into pellets and fiber panels that can be used to make flooring and walls.
So we might not need graveyards for these giant blades for much longer.
Great! Thanks, Max and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment Society and the Publix Radio.